My name is Brother Johnny. I've had the altar call program for about 30 years. We named it the altar call program. I was 28 years old before I got saved. Never heard of an altar call for a person to be able to come to an altar and repent of their sins. And that's what I did. And within 30 days after I was saved, September 22nd, 1968, I started this broadcast in, and it's been on ever since. And so I praise God for the altar call program and the things that I've seen down through these years. Amen. So I welcome you for tuning us in this fine Sunday morning. Amen. I hope you're preparing to go to the house of God where you can get a blessing of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I know you folks is excited. Resurrection Sunday's next Sunday. So everybody be ready, be in your places, and pray God give your preacher a message. Amen. Amen. I'm looking for the Lord to come back before next Sunday. I'm looking for him to come back maybe before finishing service. I hope so. I bless God. I'd like to be at this radio microphone and the Lord call the children of God home. Bless God. Be raptured up through here. Amen. Just leave this place and let her rip. Go be with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But I'd like to say something. I'd like to say who I dedicate the broadcast to, and then we want to get started. I'm not going to preach this morning, but I want to talk. I want to ask you some serious questions. I'd like to say first that Tiffany, Betty and Leon Richardson lives over in Tullahoma. Their little granddaughter heard the broadcast last Sunday, and they was in the car. And she said, Granny, she said, Brother Johnny's mad at the devil. Amen. And she sure got that right. Amen. And Tiffany, we love you, and I appreciate you tuning into the broadcast. And yes, you got it right. Brother Johnny is mad at the devil. Amen. Amen. But also, I'd like to say to my good friend that lives up on Chestnut Ridge, Mr. Sam Warren, goes to the Twin Oaks Baptist Church up on Chestnut Ridge. I appreciate him and his family tuning us in. Amen. Amen. Taking just a few minutes of his time to listen to Old Country Preacher. Amen. And to Brother Bill Texter, my good friend, lives over in Bellbuckle, him and his wife, he's got the Devoted Records. He cuts all the records and albums and stuff for Betty Jean Robinson. I do appreciate him tuning in. He told me, said, Brother John, I've been listening to that broadcast. I appreciate that. And my good friend, amen, my good friend, amen. I guess you could say my dancing partner, amen. And I don't take that wrong, amen. You saw her outfit, don't take that wrong. I'm talking about one time me and John Peoples was in a watch night service at about 1, 12, 30, 1 o'clock in the morning. Old John got so excited, buddy, he run up to the pulpit where I was at, grabbed me. We got to dance around up there, praise the Lord, just having a good time in the Lord, amen. Amen. I know some of you go off and say that it was at the Thirsty Turtle or somewhere, amen, but I'm trying to say we was dancing in the house of God and had a good time in the Lord. Amen. Nothing indecent, nothing out of order. Amen. And to Casey May, my good friend that always comes by and waves and says, Hi, Johnny. I appreciate you, Casey, listening to me. And listen, old Casey had his tonsils took out this week, and I know that he's doing good this morning. Amen. So thank you for tuning in, each and every one of you this morning. Now the Bible question this morning, Brother Johnny. What do you think about Good Friday? Well, I think Good Friday's all right. Amen. I think any time that you get paid on Friday, that's Good Friday. Amen. 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 You say, well, Brother John, I thought Friday was the day Christ was crucified. Amen. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. That's a cult's doctrine. Amen. Christ was not crucified on a Friday. Christ was crucified on a Wednesday, my friend. I want you to know that. Amen. Christ was crucified on a Wednesday. Amen. And he rose from the dead listen to me. Now, on Sunday evening, amen. Now, their days over there is not like your days over here. Is that right? Their days begins in the afternoon. Sunday begin in the afternoon, amen. So all these folks that have these sunrise services, amen, Christ is done gone. Christ done got up out of there. The Church of the Living God in the New Testament never knew, that you never find one time that they ever did to celebrated what they call the sunrise services. Amen. That was for sun worshipers and devil worshipers. Is that right? Amen, Brother John. You see, sunrise services honors the sun god, not the son of God. Amen. It's just like these folks nowadays, they got their little Easter rabbit lie. You see how the devil's going to come in? Like he's done Santa Claus. Well, I'm getting off my message. Amen. How they had their little Easter egg hunt. Is that right? Like the little Easter trees. Is that right? You see, they had to come up with a Christmas tree, and so now the devil's smart enough. Now he's come up with the Easter tree, and all of this is heathenistic and devilish. Amen. You say, I don't like it. I don't give a rip what you like it. I'm just trying to tell the truth. Amen. Tell the truth. Amen. That's what you got to do. Now, my friend, the thing I want to give you here this morning is in Luke's Gospel, chapter 4, and in verse 28. I wish that you would read these this afternoon, where it talks about how that they took Christ. I'll read you the verse, and the verse 28, and they said, and they was in the synagogue, they heard these sayings, saw that what Jesus was saying, they were filled with wrath, and they rose up, and they thrust him out of the city, led him to the brow whereupon their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. What they did, they said, let's run this man, Jesus, out of town. Let's get rid of him. He's a preaching too much. And he's telling us about our sins, and we don't like to hear nothing like that. Amen? My friend, I want to ask you something. What if Jesus come to this town today? My friend, what if Jesus come to Washington, to the state of Washington, D.C. this morning, and he went down to Congress and seen our president, and he seen the things that's going on with this country that was founded on Christian ethics, what they do today? You think that he wouldn't do like he did in Luke's Gospel chapter 2, that he wouldn't take a whip and take a thing of cords and bind it together and drive every one of them out? Sure, you know he would. And listen, is that right? That's the reason that John the Baptist, my friend, lived in the wilderness for 20 years, and that's the reason that when he come out of the wilderness, amen, he only got to preach 6 months before they cut his head off. Amen. And I am of the persuasion that if you really preach the gospel and you really tell it like it is, they'll be ready to take you, preacher man, out here to the city of Madison, and they would whip you, give you a canine like they did at that boy in Singapore. Amen. They would beat the stuffing out of you. Is that right? Amen. Because if you tell the truth and you try to live for God, they'll do everything they can to shut you up. Now, the reason that these guys got mad is because Jesus showed them up when he went down there with that cord and he drove them out and he said that my house should be called a house of prayer, but you've made it a den of thieves. Then, my friend, the denominational leaders was upset. Amen. These denominational leaders was upset because, you see, he interrupted their plans to bring in the kingdom. The distributors of food was mad because he fed the 5,000. Is that right? So they was upset. Amen. And then the medical doctors was upset because Christ was healing everybody that come near it. Not only that, the funeral directors was upset because every dead body that he got near raised from the dead. Hallelujah to God for that. The devil was suffering defeat, and the devil will put it in the minds and the hearts of preachers to stir up things against you to try to have you killed. And not only that, but the do-gooders was exposed. You know the ones, amen, and you got them in your church and every church across this country, amen. The do-gooders was exposed because religion without Christ is a fake, and that's all it is. Not only that, doomed souls were being saved. Now, if you want to stir the devil up, amen, I'll guarantee you you're going to get a bunch of folks saved, and I'll guarantee you one thing, amen. Listen, it will stir the devil up, because when you start seeing people saved, from the least to the lowest get saved, I'm telling, and trying to go around with a saying like Jesus had, that Jesus was a friend of publicans and sinners, I'll guarantee you one thing, no wonder that they tried to run him out of town. Now, my friend, we know what would happen today if the Lord Jesus Christ come to the United States of America and visit us, and he went down to the White House. We know that much, that he would run out. We know that what would happen if he went down to the schoolhouse. Amen. The laws that we got, that his name is not even be able to be mentioned in the schoolhouse where our children are going to public school. Not only that, but listen, is that right? His Word of God is not even allowed. It's an offense, amen. Listen, to be able to read the Word of God in the schoolhouse. I wonder what would happen if he went down to our house. Is that right? What would happen if he went down to our house? You know what would happen if Jesus come and expect me to visit a day or two? I wonder what would you have to change? I wonder about your friends, would you let come over? I wonder what would you have to have around the house if Jesus... But that's not what I wanted to get on this morning. This morning I wanted to ask you, what if he come down to the church house this morning, my friend? Now, I know we got a lot of churches around town that they say, surely he come visit us because we carry his name, like the Emmanuel Church of Christ, like the Church of Christ, the Disciples of Christ, the Church of Jesus of Latter-day Saints, the Church of God in Christ. Amen. Is that right? The Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I know that these carry his name, but that don't mean that he would go there, does it? Amen. But Jesus would look for a church that is the truest of the Word of God. That, amen. And he knows who you are, and he knows the false ones too. I want you to know that. Amen. But he would look for one that preaches, amen. Is that right? Preaches the blood, the book, and the blessed hope. Amen. So some of these ones I named, I know that he wouldn't even dare a near go there. But my friend, I got to go. But I want to ask you a question this morning, my friend. If Jesus come to your church this morning, listen to me now. If Jesus come to your church this morning, would he have to wear an overcoat? Is that right? Would it be so formal and so dead and so dry and so cold that he'd shiver and shake as he sat on the front row? Would the angels that brought him down to glory and down to here, would they have to say like they did at Lot's house, no, we're just abide in the streets. We won't even go in there because it's so far away from God. Is that right? Amen. I want to ask you, if Jesus, preacher friend of mine, up on the side of my voice, if Jesus walked to your church this Sunday morning and he come unexpectedly and you recognize him as the Savior, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world, if he come to your church this morning, would you be able to invite him to preach, or would you have to call a special meeting to the deacon board and say, if it's all right with you little fellows, amen, I want to ask y'all, is it all right if Jesus gets to preach this morning, amen, because a lot of you, amen, a lot of you are no more than hirelings, amen. The only thing that you're supposed to ask deacons for is about buying the toilet paper and the light bulbs, amen. You're not supposed to ask them who's to preach, who's not to preach, and who's to come and who's not to come. Amen, amen. I'm just trying to talk to you from my heart this morning. I've got a serious thought, my friend. Amen. You say, Brother Johnny, do you think that they would kill Christ again if he come back to Shelbyville, Tennessee? I know good and well they would. Amen. If he come back here and preach for about 3 years, I'm trying to tell you that every liquor dealer would be mad. All the dope dealers would be mad. All the bars would turn out with swords and staves to try to crucify him. The convenience stores that make their profit on selling porno magazines. Is that right? Listen, they would all be mad. The lawyers in town would be upset. Amen. Because, amen, every time that they divide, every time that they defend a guy, amen, that goes out and rapes and molests some little girl or a murderer, amen, and Jesus would be 100% for capital punishment. And so he would get these liberals, or they would say, take him out here to Duck River and crucify him again. We do not hear what this man has got to say to us. Is that right? I wonder, preacher friend, mind, if Jesus come down to your church this morning, amen, and he walked in the house of God. You know how every church is. I don't care whether it's Southern Independent, Northern, Southern, Eastern, Western. About the last five back pews of the day, it's nothing but a dating game. Is that right? You let them teenagers sit on the back row, amen, amen. They write notes, put bubble gum under the seat. Is that right? And they date and they court and they kiss and they do everything in the house of God. I just wonder, would you put a stop to that if Jesus come to your church this morning? Would you do that, my friend? I wonder, amen, when 12 miles up the road from you, preacher man, amen, listen to me, amen, listen to what Brother John is trying to tell you this morning, and you got Jack Daniels Distillery right up the street 12 miles from your house here. I wonder how many times have you got up and preached on the doom of alcohol, how that it's anybody that touches it, anybody that drinks it, they're under the curse of God Almighty. How many times have you mentioned that, my preacher friend? How many times have you protested against these stuff because you say you love the Lord Jesus Christ? I want to ask another question, preacher friend of mine. If Jesus went into your church house this morning and he walked down to sit by the front pew and he sat down by you and he looked at your Bible and across the front of your Bible, you had Reverend so-and-so. I wonder what the Lord Jesus Christ would think, because the Bible says in Psalms 111 verse 9, he sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his coming forever. Holy and reverend is his name. Wow, glory to God. Talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Reverend is his name. Amen. No peanut head ain't got no name. A name in the name of Christ and carry it for yourself. Amen. Job said, amen, that no man is supposed to have flattering titles. Is that right? Amen. Preacher, I want to ask you a question this morning before we get ready to get off the air here. If Jesus come to your church this morning, would you have to change the message? A friend of mine here a while back went in a church in England up there, in New England when he was up there, and a preacher got up on Sunday morning services and preached fox hunting in New England. My friend, how many times have you got up and preached messages that didn't have nothing about Christ, that never mentioned sin? No, never tell people about their sins and what they're going to do to them. No. I wonder, my friend, if Jesus come to your church this morning, I wonder how the people in the choir would dress different than what they usually dress. My God, you could go to most churches, amen, and it's like a burlesque center, amen. You could, amen, is that right? I've seen women in the house of God in a pair of shorts. I've seen them in shorts. I've seen them in low-cut blouse. Yeah, but I wonder if Jesus come to your church this morning, my friend, how would it look in your church? How would it be? Or would you do just like that crowd? Would you say, let's take this man outside the city, let's run this man out of town, and let's kill him? I bet that happened here in Shelbyville, Tennessee. Because, see, it would stir you up. It would make you mad. It would embarrass you. You see, preacher, because you'd lose your church. Because you know as well as I do, amen, with everything that's inside of you, you know that if Jesus come to your church this morning, you doing this old Easter lie, this thing that you got started around here, you know as well as I do that God would take a cord of whips. He would come in there and beat the fire out of you and them church members and them women that dress right. Them kids would stop a hugging and a necking on the back row. And old song reader, get that hair cut, take them earrings out, amen, and sing songs that represent Christ the old time way. Not I'm building a bridge and all. I meet you in the rapture if I've lived above all sin. My friend, this is the day for you to repent and get right with God. Amen. Would you run this man out of town? Would they kill Christ if he come back to town? Would they kill John the Baptist? Sure they would. Amen. My friend, I hope that this message might make you think a little bit. Don't forget, next Sunday, Resurrection Sunday. May God bless you next Sunday. Brother John.